Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn the very last Mishnah in Maseches Maaser Sheni and the very first Mishnah in Maseches Challah. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Chosrav Shalom Mizalman and Vizugasar Marasiyat Vachayat Chalatim. They should be benched with Asach Hatzlach and Siyat Ishmael, good health, Parnas B'Shefa, and Cult of Sela, and Beschos, Astabas Rachel, she should be Zechid to find Razivik Hagun, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Tesvav tells us, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Hevir Hoidayas Hamaiser, Yochanan the Kohen Gadol, who was Kohen Gadol after Shimon HaTzadik was, he removed this whole concept of Vidui Maisers. Now, why is it that he said that we're not going to say Vidui Maisers anymore? That's because when Ezra Seifer went up to Eretz Yisrael to begin rebuilding the second base of Mikdash, he asked Am Yisrael to come with him, and at first only a trickle of people went, and there were not any Levim among them. And because of this, Ezra kenast them that Maaser Rishon wasn't given to Levim anymore, only Kohanim. So since Maaser Rishon wasn't given to Levim anymore, Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Mevatel Vidui Maaser. That's because, as we learned, Vidui Maaser includes the words Vigam Nisatav LeLevi, I also gave to the Levi. That wasn't true anymore because they weren't given Maaser Rishon, so therefore no saying Vidui Maaser for anyone. Now once we're on the topic of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah tells us, Afhu bitals ha-ma'ayrim ves ha-naikvim. He was also mevatel the ma'ayrim and the naikvim. What were the ma'ayrim? So there used to be Levim that would say the following pasuk every single day, Ura lama sishan, wake up, why do you sleep? Now we know that Hashem doesn't sleep, so he put an end to this. Now obviously, since this is a real pasuk, Ura lama sishan, we have to understand what the pasuk's talking about. So the pasuk itself is talking about when Klal Yisrael is going through terrible tsaras and terrible hester panim, so it seems to be as if kaviyachal Hashem is sleeping, so we're able to say that pasuk. But these Levim were in the base Hamikdash saying Shira, and definitely Hashem cannot be considered sleeping when we have the base of Mikdash. There wasn't Tsaras then, so that wasn't the proper time to say this Pasuk, and that's why Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Mevatel them saying this Pasuk. And what were these Naikvim? So when a calf was being brought as a Karban, they would strike it on its head so that blood would trickle into its eyes, and then it would be much more easy to subdue and Shecht. He was Mevatel this practice because it looked like they were inflicting a mum on it. The word Naikvim means to strike it, so he was Mevatel these strikers. And furthermore, Va'ad Yamav, up until his days, Hayapatish Makabi Yerushalayim. There was the sound of the hammer banging in Yerushalayim. This refers to the hammer of copper and ironsmiths working on Chol HaMoed. We know that it's mutter to do work on Chol HaMoed if it's a Davar HaAved, but Yochanan Kohen Gadol realized that there was a problem, that so many people were doing work on Chol HaMoed because of this heter of Davar HaAved, it was just too much, it was a big zilzal to Yontif, and therefore he was mevatel all of this. So that's why the Mishnah says that up until his days you were able to hear the hammer, but after his days you weren't able to because he was mevatel his practice. And last but not least, Ubiyamov in his days, Ein Adam Sarach L'Shal HaDamai, a person didn't have to ask regarding demai. Now we know that produce bought from an Am Haaretz is called demai. Demai is a conjugation of da mai, what is this? We don't know if proper maisos were taken off of this produce. So up until his takana, no one would buy produce from an Am Haaretz because he would need to separate all the maisos and give them away. So if a fellow was in the marketplace and he walked over to a fruit and vegetable stand, he would ask the guy if he took off proper trumas and maisos, and if it turns out that the guy was an Am Haaretz, so he just wouldn't bother buying produce from him. What Yochanan Kohen Gadol was metakein is that a person didn't have to ask about demai, which means he didn't have to ask if this produce had anything taken off of it, and people would just buy demai produce and they didn't have any issues. So what was Yochanan Kohen Gadol Matakin regarding demai? He had said that the only things that have to physically be separated from this demai and actually given away is Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni isn't really given away, it's just taken up to Yerushalayim, and Trumas Meiser was the only thing that had to be separated and given to a Kohen. As we've learned in previous Masechtas already, Meiser Rishon didn't physically have to be separated. All the person has to do is say, this is Meiser Rishon, but then he himself is able to eat it. We know that it's mutter for Yisrael to eat Maaser Rishon, and he doesn't have a chiv to physically give it to a Levi, because any Levi that would come and say, give me that Maaser Rishon, he would be able to tell the Levi, why don't you prove to me that Maaser Rishon wasn't taken off of this demai? Maybe Maaser Rishon was taken off, and I'm not chiv to give Maaser Rishon anyway. And the same thing applies for the other Maasers as well. So this was a great benefit to people and made it much easier to purchase demai. With this, we finish the Masechta. Mazel for finishing Maseches Maaser Sheni. Just like we were zeicher to finish this Masechta together, we should be zeicher to finish all of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah together. And now moving on to Maseches Challah. So the pasuk tells us that when you enter Eretz Yisrael and you begin to eat milechem ha'aretz, which means you begin to eat from the produce of the land, reishis arisay sechem chala tarimu truma, from the beginning of your dough, you shall separate a portion, you shall separate chala. And we all know that when a person is making a dough, they're making dough either for chala on Shabbos or they're making dough for bread during the week, they have to separate a portion of that dough, which is called chala. And that chala is one of the matnas kahuna, it's one of the presents that's supposed to be given to a kayin. Now number one, the chiv da'iraisa of chala is only in Eretz Yisrael, not outside of Eretz Yisrael. And number two, it's only when the majority of Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. So that means that for all intents and purposes, the chiyuv of challah nowadays is only midrabanan. Now we also know that we don't just take challah off of any dough. There's a minimum size that the dough has to be in order to be chayv in challah. And that size is 5 quarter kavs of flour, which means that if a dough has 1 1/4 kav of flour, then it's chayv in challah. And I'll just jump into the first Mishnah and we'll learn a little bit more about challah. Chamisha dvarim chayvim b'challah. There's 5 different types of dough which are chayv and challah. Hachitim v'hasa'irim, if the dough is made of wheat or barley, v'hakusmin or spelt, v'shibah shul or oats, v'hashifin or rye. These are known as the chameshas minei dagon, the five different types of grain. If a dough is made of one of these five types of grain, so then it's chayv and challah. And as the Mishnah clarifies, harei ilu chayavim b'challah, a dough made of one of these types of grain is chayv and challah, u'mitstarfim zeim ze, and different types of grain are going to be mitstarf together. Now, not all these are going to be mitstarf together. Wheat only combines with kusmin, with spelt, because they come from the same family, and barley can combine with the other ones because they come from the same family. Now, once we start talking about the chamishas minei dagon, the Mishnah continues, va'asurin b'chadash milfnei ha-pesach u'miliktzer milfnei ha-omer. All these chamishas minei dagon, these five types of grain, they're asur to eat before Pesach, and they're asur to cut before the Karban Omer. We know that the Karban Omer was brought from barley, it was brought on the second day of Pesach, and before the Karban Omer was brought, all types of grain are usher to eat because of chadash, their new grain, and they're not considered old grain until the Karban Omer is brought. However, v'mishrishu kadim l'omer, if one of these types of grain at least took root before the Karban Omer was brought, so then ha'omer matiron, the Karban Omer is mater them, and a person could eat them after they fully grow. V'mlav, however, if it didn't even take root before the Karban Omer is brought, asurin atchiyav ha'omer haba, this crop of grain would be usher to eat until the next Karban Omer next year. So let's say this grain took root a week after Pesach, he would have to wait till next year Pesach to be allowed to eat this grain. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continuing to talk about the Chameshas Minei Dagon. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.